As we prepare our minds for the partaking of the Lord's Supper, I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of do a deep dive into the words of the song we just sang. I asked Steve to lead that for me, and of course he was willing to do that. It wasn't much to twist his arm to lead that song for us, but I really want us to think about the words, right? A good song, you have really good lyrics and really good music, and the two come together and it's really powerful. This is one of those songs for me. When you distill down the verses that we sang, these are the words that are the message that are coming through it. The Savior alone carried the cross. For all of my debts, he paid the cost. Salvation complete, now forever I'm free. Calvary covers it all. No power on earth, not even the grave, can separate us from mercy and grace. He is faithful to save, oh, his blood never fails. Calvary covers it all. Calvary covers it all. My sin and shame don't count anymore. All praise to the one who has ransomed my soul. Calvary covers it all. So when we take a look at this song and look at the, we break it into really three areas. And first we're presented with the problem. And the problem is sin. Sin causes separation from God, which is a debt, our debt. There is a cost to restore that relationship. Let's turn to Exodus 32, 33, and then we'll go over to Galatians 5, 19. In Exodus 32, we read about this, again, back in the Old Testament, when mankind first had this issue. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold." Now, of course, this is the Israelites at Mount Sinai, where they had made the calves of gold while Moses was up on the mountain. But Moses says in verse 32, "But now please forgive their sin, but if not, then blot me out of the book you have written." The Lord replied to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin." In just those three or four verses, you've got the problem laid out for you. We have sinned, there's a cost, and then there's punishment that is coming. In Galatians 5:19, though, we see the remedy. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So, as we see, there's a problem. However, as the song points out, there's a remedy. Jesus the Christ has paid that cost. He's paid the debt and bore the sins of all mankind on the cross of Calvary. Hence the word Calvary. As we talk about that, it's a metaphor for the actual activity that happened there, which was Christ's sacrifice. So let's take a look at 1 Peter 3:18. "For Christ also suffered for sins, the righteousness for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit." Jesus has paid the price for us, for our debt. Calvary covers it all. Again, Christ's blood covers it. Hebrews 10, 8 through 10, we read about that. "First, he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law. Then he said, here I am, I have come to do your will. He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." We live under that covenant. We live under the second covenant that allows us to be holy through that sacrifice. It's the blood of Christ at Calvary that covers it all. Nothing can separate us from God. We read about that in Romans 8:38. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is always there. He has made the sacrifice. He has extended his love. Only we can step away from that. His love is always there no matter what. It's up to us to reach out to it and to stay in that relationship with him. So what is our response? Through the blood of Christ, we have freedom from those sins. They are washed away. Let's look at 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We have the freedom from sin because of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary. The next line in the song talks about sin and shame are covered by Christ. And it's true, Acts 2:36-41. How has that happened? I think we read this yesterday. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, shame, and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. So our sin and shame leads us to repentance, and repentance then leads us to Christ, who takes away that sin and that shame. Finally, all praise to the one who has ransomed my soul. Calvary covers it all. This is the chorus, part of the chorus that finishes the song. And we can see that in a couple of different verses here. Starting with Psalm 49:15. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Redeem and ransom are the same concept. We are redeemed. We also see it in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 2:3-6. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to us at that proper time. Christ has ransomed us. Praise be to God. Calvary has covered it all. As we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper, let us echo the words of John. In John 1:29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.